welcome back one last time. Well, maybe one last time. We might have more reports for you tomorrow. But for the last 3 days, we've been broadcasting from the Legacy Seeds booth here at Big Iron 2022. And the next opportunity you have to come to Big Iron will be September 12th, 13th, and 14th, 2023. So come on out to Legacy Seeds. By then, you will have combined your corn and soybeans and have planted the next one and waiting for the next crop to come. So Jim Lund of Legacy Seed joins us now. Hello, Jim.
Hello. Stands out. Yeah, 2023 is the next time the show is come and gone, or almost come and gone.
Yeah, amazing. And it was a good one. A lot of the weather sure cooperated.
Yeah, it's a little rain up north, and a lot of guys decided to park their combines and dump their trucks, and they came down here from the Highway 2 and North Corridor, so pretty steady. But yeah, but it's like, wow, Big Iron's here. He went another major event in my year. Every May, we're at the warehouse loading seed. Every September, we're here in this C-23-24 yeah. Talking to guys.
Yeah, and talking on the radio, yeah. Too. So, and we thank you for that, for bringing us here to being our sponsor. And we'll do that again this winter, probably. We hope, anyway, somewhere along the line.
We're definitely going to be KMOT is looking forward to that. Hopefully, it's the 40-degree temps, not the
40 below.
Yeah.
It was 36 below about 3 years ago, 4 years ago.
Oh, yeah. Even the gasoline wants to gel up at 36 below.
Yeah, indeed. Yeah, well, let's not look ahead too far into the winter, because we've got combining to do, and there's some, or cutting silage. Goodness, your silage corn here, which almost touches the ceiling, this has been one of the main attractions here.
That's for sure. We always pride ourselves on what we can do on having many different options for guys. And being from our company, Legacy Seeds, being founded in Wisconsin in the late 90s, at least half their crop goes right directly into the belly of a cow or for their dairy market. So we're pretty well-versed, well-depth with silage hybrids. We got about 16 specific hybrids that are only fit for silage, and some that are flex hybrids that work for both options and different traits on it. I think there's very few companies with many options that we got. I think it's 46 different options between hybrids and trait options for silage chopping.
How long have silage traits or silage corn varieties been around? This hasn't been forever, right?
No, even with back in the old, my former life, the New Tech days and late 90s, when we started Quality Seeds, we had bigger type of options for leafy. It's just that when you start breeding and crossing, and you start to get more options earlier. Before, it used to be just, I think, 105, 106-day stuff, and then 102-day stuff. Now we got 91-day, 85-day silages if you really want to go that early. We don't do that in North Dakota. The guys in Wisconsin will chop and feed within 30 days. North Dakota, we have other options and stuff. But
got to let that stuff ferment.
Yep, and we're watching corn for oils now for renewable fuels, and it's just neat. But you can once they figured out and mapped that corn DNA of the genome, they can start to pick and match. And
it used to be like corn for grain, yield is what it was all about. But with silage corn, it used to be tonnage was what now it's digestibility, some of the other enzymes, you can make that happen during the year.
Yeah, you need a certain amount of fiber in the cow's gut, just like humans do, to feed those beneficial microbes, and it's all about rate of gain.
Now, on the soybean side, we've got soybean oil, used to be the, soybean meal.
Yeah.
Was the crop after you crush, we got all this meal, and it's fed to livestock. But then what do we do with the oil? Well, now we've got a big market for the oil, and we've got two more crush plants coming in North Dakota. Going to need more soybeans around.
Oh, what a great thing to use renewable fuels so we can put our soybeans to work. I remember, they used to tell us, like, you got to get your proteins higher. Well, when you had higher proteins, you had or lower proteins had higher oil, and so we replaced that. And now it's like, well, we need more oil. Well, we had more oil, so we'll get there. But it's what a great option to take another part of our plant and put it to use, and then put it to use right here where you can have it being processed in Jamestown and put it in your own fuel barrels.
Yeah, or in Castleton.
In Castleton.
Yep. Yeah. Now, the usage of soybeans, Cass County, years been the number one soybean producing county in the nation. North Dakota ended up being number four in the nation with the production of soybeans. Who knows where we'll go in the future, but you've got soybean varieties and soybean traits and different platforms for everybody.
Yeah, and we're with the new traits, you always have to, it's hard to get alter early stuff to breed that Extend Flex and the Enlist trait into good yielding double zero and triple zero stuff, but you'll find out coming this next year, there's going to be a whole bunch more options even on top of the current stuff for double zero for you guys way up in the northern tier. Early options and down south, yeah, it's great picking up more defense, more phytophthora traits, better white mold, and you keep raising the bar for yield. And it's, you know, what I would say the breeding, you take a 5-star level for yield and a 5-star level for yield, and you cross them, and you're trying to breed what you don't have. You're trying to improve on something that's already excellent. It takes a lot of crossing, a lot of labor and I suppose love and time and,
yeah,
and crosses to get that better. You're trying to improve on it. So every year I think with corn, we figured about 2 to 3 bushels per year. And beans, you know, it's, I think, about 3 to 4 tenths per bushel per year, which if you figure percent-wise, that's actually a pretty significant bump every year. Someday we'll be looking at more 100-bushel beans. And we hit it last year. You know, we haven't, I think the record before was 86, hadn't been more than 86 bushels in the NDSU trial in 15 years.
Uh-huh.
And now we're touching 100-bushel yield potential.
Yeah, and that was at the Oaks plant. Plot,
yep.
Right?
Yep, that was Oaks.
Yeah.
And there was probably 20 varieties that were over 80, but there was only four that were over 90.0 and higher, and three of them were from Legacy Seeds.
Well, yeah, and that's something we ought to point out is that at Legacy Seed, the seed production does not happen in South America,
yeah,
or Iowa. It happens right around here.
Huh? Yep, with good growers, and they do a good job, put their heart and soul into it, and we have guys that try to be well-diverse across the North Dakota-Minnesota region, and they do a good job for us. And we clean with independent cleaners. They do a good job for us.
Okay. Here at Big Iron this week, well, what has been the main question or, hey, can I get some of this for next year? What's the trend in soybeans?
I'm seeing guys going between Enlist and Extend Flex. Now we're using Liberty, so they've got a more comfort zone there. Maybe a little bit back and forth or just questioning because if they're fighting water hemp, they're thinking I'm going to go maybe more Enlist. If they're fighting kochia, it's like kochia's, that's the biggest weed to deal with.
It's the evil one.
Yeah. That's the biggest thing. And then I definitely think the sunflower acres will be about steady to up. Looks like that. Their guys are pretty happy with them and like them. And there's guys going, you know, my neighbors, that looks pretty good out there in that variable piece of ground, that stuff with the sloughs. I might do sunflowers too. And I go, well, I can hook you up.
Yeah, and that you can.
I know, just the guys.
Yeah, and canola up there, especially the folks listening to KNDK up in Langdon, the canola capital of the country. You've got, of course, the new seed, Omega 3 canola, which is kind of a smaller
specialty
portion of the bigger canola picture.
Yep, the specialty crop. And then our canola with we'll say Legacy, but the new seed stuff through your Legacy dealer, it's TruFlex. Great yields. We got club root resistance, very high oil content, just top shelf stuff.
And when you paid premium for more oil, you can't beat that.
Yeah, it's extra money in your pocket, for sure.
And all the oil seeds, just really been a profitable year. Huh?
Yeah, and I'm glad guys got the option for more rotations. We're quite the diverse state. It's not just the corn, wheat, and soybeans. We got so much more options to work with. Edible bean guys are pretty happy. The edible beans are coming off. We're pretty close to it.
Yeah.
I think we'll see a lot of beans coming off next weekend. And corn, I don't know when the frost's going to hold off, but every day we get a couple more pounds of test weight, a little more starch stuffed in there. Our yields look better all the time.
You know, somebody came up to me and said, oh, so we're going to get a frost next week. And I go, well, I don't think so. But so a lot of people are, it is the talk of the time here, mid to late September. When is it? And eventually it will freeze. We'll have a hard killing freeze. But I don't see it anytime soon.
Well, that's good. I always said if I can get past Big Iron September 20th, I'm going to consider myself blessed for how late we planted the stuff. Anything less than that is a gift. I'd love to go later. But also a frost in October wouldn't hurt to kind of shut things down. And I don't want it to be where it's you're fighting that extra moisture. Sometimes it's good to burn the top off the plant. But as a farmer, never, you can't dial in the weather. You've got to deal with it. So like you always said, too, I don't make the weather. I'm the messenger.
Yeah, don't shoot the messenger.
Yeah.
So. But contact the guys at Legacy Seed for a lot of options and a lot of high-yielding options. How do they find you?
Yeah, so we'll be out and about on the road from here until the next show. But you can go on legacyseeds.com to find the number for myself or Randy or Rodney or Bruce Kaltseth out of Thompson. The nickname's Cowboy. Everybody knows him as Cowboy.
Yeah.
Yeah, or get a hold of me on my mobile, 701-799-3546. Shoot me a call or a text, and we'll get you hooked up. Got a lot of neat options with some pretty elite stuff to work with.
Indeed you do. Thank you very much, Jim Lund, for letting us broadcast from your booth this week.
Big Aaron 2022. Thank you.
You bet. This is Farm Talk. We'll see you tomorrow.